All right, time for our panel discussion. We have an interesting topic here. Obscenity. What is obscenity? It's a pretty ambiguous term. There's always, I suppose, a dispute as to what exactly is considered obscene or not, and whether that should be prevented from being viewed by the general public. Then you have this concept of freedom of expression, where you feel that perhaps that it might be considered obscene by some, but if there is artistic license, maybe it should be allowed. So today, what kind of triggered this discussion was a webtoon page, Les In Comics, and we're going to discuss this controversy in more detail very shortly, but it's something that is a headache for the entertainment industry, because you have now singers who've been accused of perhaps being a little too risque. Some of the lyrics might be considered questionable. And so what we want to do is, with the Korea Communications Commission and their goal to try to wipe out obscenity from the media landscape, what exactly is obscene and what exactly constitutes freedom of expression? Give us your thoughts. You can text us to your mobile phone at #1013 for 51. Call us at 02-778-1013 or send us a KakaoTalk message by adding TBS EFM as a plus friend. Great panelists joining us here to discuss this issue. Let me introduce them one by one. First, our good friend from Hongik University, Law Professor Cho Yi-kyung. Professor Cho, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to see you, Henry.
Also joining us, the president of DFSB Collective, Bernie Cho. Another good friend, Bernie, thank you for joining us.
I'm back.
You are back indeed. And finally, last but not least, Korea University Law Professor Park Young-shin. Professor Park, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Good evening.
I want to first get your thoughts on the comics controversy. Maybe it would be instructive for our listeners to get some background as to what the KCC decided and what the outcry and the backlash was.
By the way, it's KCSC, Korean Communication Standards Commission.
Okay.
And the commission took down Les In Comics website for two reasons: for carrying obscene webtoons, and also for showing adult material without age restriction, without restricting children access. And they, after making the decision, they promptly took it down after 2 hours of receiving angry comments from the netizens. And 2 days later, they held another hearing on the same topic, and they took back the takedown decision. From hindsight, we learned why they took it down. Should I go into that now?
Sure.
Yeah. Obscenity means something. Obscene material means something that even adults cannot see. So distributing to even adults becomes a crime. So that's why the commission actually took it down instead of just asking for age restriction.
Right.
Now, the obscenity standard in Korea is administered in a very conservative manner. So but the rule of thumb is that if it doesn't show the male or female genitalia, mm-hmm. it's not obscene. So I was in Manila when I heard the news that Les In Comics was taken down, and I have friends there, and I've seen the comics, and I know that they are very religious about blotting it out or whiting out the genitalia. So I was really surprised why it was taken down for obscenity. We found out, again, in hindsight, that they took down because the contour of the whiteout of the male genitalia
yes.
looked like a male okay. genitalia. So I actually talked to the commission employees, and I'm sorry, I laughed at it. And they took it back. They took back the decision. The other reason for takedown was not having age restriction. Mm. But again, Les In Comics is very religious about age restriction. All the other material have age restriction. The part that they don't have age restriction is the preview part.
Right.
Right. So preview part, you access without paying. Right. Mm-hmm. So on the preview part, it says age 19, but doesn't have age restriction. So the commission just assume that this is a violation of the law. But voila, the preview material doesn't have any inappropriate content. It is the paying part, it's the paid part that carries the inappropriate content, but the commission didn't make the distinction. So on both counts, they were just completely false. Okay. So it was, it's fortunate they took it down. But what is unfortunate is that if they just follow the law, this fiasco would not have happened. Mm. Because at the end of 2014, legislator Yoo Seung-hee and OpenNet Korea, the NGO, passed this law that requires the commission to give a chance for a hearing to the person who posted things on internet before instituting any takedown decision.
Right.
Now, if they just ask the legend comics to come for a hearing and explain, this would not have happened.
Bernie, you look like you have something to say about this. You've been, your facial expressions.
Well, this whole drama was actually just a complete comedy. You know, like the professor, I was overseas when I heard about this too. And one of the great things about these controversies is that saying, you know, no bad publicity is bad publicity.
Sure.
I mean, all of a sudden, everybody wanted to know what these comics were. And so whatever intended effect this commission had was had the exact opposite effect. It had people wanting it more. I was actually impressed that they quickly reversed their decision, because usually in instances like this, for whatever reason, pride takes over, but they actually rationalize and reason that there was a mistake made. And so I was encouraged to see the quick turnaround, but I mean, literally and figuratively, this was a very comic episode that I just couldn't help laugh when I read about it.
I seem to be the only person who wasn't overseas when this decision was taken.
You're still clicking on the links.
But, I should confess that I wasn't even aware that this decision had been taken, and it wasn't until that I was asked to appear on this panel and given the topic that I knew about this episode. So it's been an interesting exercise overall.
And you're in Korea.
Indeed.
Well, Professor Park, I understand you have to leave soon, but I would like to maybe devote the rest of part one of this to your ideas. You mentioned that if they followed the letter of the law, the decision should not have been made at all. Do you feel that the intense backlash now is at least a good thing, where they will be a little bit more gun shy when it comes to these kind of problematic issues?
I think so. People angry about Legend Comics. By the way, Legend Comics is one of the most successful startups in Korea. Received awards from President Park Geun-hye and all these ministries. It's one of the best-selling app in Korea. So a lot of people are angry about this. And another funny thing was a lot of people who are not interested in other comics didn't know the existence of Legend Comics, and now they know. Legend Comics made number one on the search word. So they were giving out gifts to the members. Now, the other problem with the commission process is when they take things down, right, not demanding age restriction, but actually taking things down, they should apply the law strictly. But the law says the standard is what is necessary for promotion of a sound communication ethics. Not whether something is illegal or illegal, but it is whether, you know, it is necessary to take things down for promotion of sound communication ethics. And who decides what is sound communication ethics?
It sounds so arbitrary, and certainly an interesting test case with Legend Comics, which, of course, brought this issue to our attention. We're going to discuss this in much more detail, Professor Cho and Bernie Cho, Professor Cho, I guess we can say. We will have to take a short break when we do this. Professor Park, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to get your insights on the program.
Thank you.
We will take a short break. We'll be back in part four of the program. Another check of traffic and weather also coming up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Primetime.